3. The Mannequin Piece and Janneke Piece. The very popular mannequin piece is big in reputation, but small in size. It only measures a little over 50 centimeters. However, one cannot have visited Brussels without having seen it, because it's the very emblem of the city. This statuette represents a naked little boy peeing in a fountain. In the 14th century, there was already a stone fountain here with a similar statue, but it was stolen. In 1619, the Baroque sculptor Jérôme Duquesnoy was commissioned to make a bronze statuette to replace the previous one. Since then, the mannequin piece has been standing at the corner of its street for 400 years, and various legends have been attributed to it. One of them tells of a child allegedly extinguishing the fuse of an explosive charge placed by foreign enemies by urinating on it. He would thus have prevented the city from burning. It's also said that during a battle, the Count of Brussels, Godfrey III of Leuven, would have hung the cradle where his young son slept on a tree, and the latter would have urinated on the enemy troops. It could also have been a child who got lost in the city's streets and was found urinating on a street corner. The mannequin piece has another particularity that it only wears on certain occasions: its costumes. In 1698, a governor gave a tunic to the statuette as a gift, a gesture that is at the origin of a long tradition that continues today. Since then, nearly 700 costumes of all styles and origins have been donated by various representatives of countries, institutions, and associations during official visits. The City Museum, located in the King's House, allows you to discover the collection of costumes that make up the little hero's wardrobe. You can see hundreds of miniature regional costumes, some of which are quite unexpected, like that of a bullfighter or that of Elvis. The Friends of the Mannequin Piece Association is responsible for dressing the statue for special occasions. Since 1987, the mannequin piece has had its female counterpart, the Janneke piece. Located at Fidelity Impasse, it's the work of sculptor Denis Adrien de Bouverie. Carved from blue limestone, it's also around 50 centimeters tall and depicts a mischievous-looking girl with two pigtails, crouching down, peeing. Another great example of the legendary Belgian sense of humor.